what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game.
Inch by inch, play by play, till we're finished.
This is Don't Shoot the Messenger podcast.
X about me. X about me.
With Professional Sutton.
You already know.
Chris G.
My homie.
And the Rucker Report.
My family, what up?
They for real.
All straight with no chaser.
Let the games begin.
Let's go. Don't Shoot the Messenger podcast.
Welcome to another edition of Don't Shoot the Messenger podcast. I'm your boy, Professional Sutton.
And I'm your boy, Chris G.
Yes, we got Chris on the check-in, Ruck. You know, we praying for family, got some family thing stuff going on, but we definitely going to get to it. So, you know, we sending our regards to the whole Rucker family.
That's right, positive
and the Wright family.
Energy.
Yes, definitely. So, it's got a lot going on. In sports too, we got and I didn't even tell Chris this off air, but we got the Aaron Rodgers not getting vaccinated, Henry Ruggs, and we got my boy Scottie Pippen out here. My boy Scottie Pippen. But
Got the Jordan Gremlins out there defending. Oh, okay.
Yo, they are pissed. They are pissed. Let me see if I can. I might need me some sounds on this. Let me see if I can give me some sounds on this because I got some sounds. But yeah, they are pissed at what he has to say. But first, Chris, I want to start with Aaron Rodgers. I want to start with the whole Aaron Rodgers. And what'd you think about that, man? What'd you think about that? Wait, before we start, if you guys don't know, Aaron Rodgers tested positive for COVID. You know, it was alleged that his team knew about it. It was some cover-ups. They say he didn't lie, but he also didn't give the truth about being vaccinated. So I just wanted to give you a little backstory on that, and I'm sure Chris is going to, you know, give you more about it. But go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, that Aaron Rodgers shit, it's weird to me.
Okay.
It really doesn't make a lot of sense. I don't understand, like, It's the cover up that makes it weird. I'm not gonna say I'm vaccinated. I'm gonna say I've been immunized, so I could like work around that wording. And whatever shaman he went to get his, you know, natural herbs to be vaccinated. I don't understand, because, you know, if you didn't want to get the vaccination, I'm not gonna begrudge anybody. I understand how a lot of people feel about the vaccination.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm fully vaccinated without a problem.
Yeah.
But I still do believe it's a personal choice.
Right.
But I don't like that people act like people don't make dumb personal choices that affect other people every day. A la Henry Ruggs, but we'll get into that later. But yeah, it's just weird to me how Aaron Rodgers handled it, how Green Bay's handling the situation. Like, if you wasn't going to get vaccinated in the way that the NFL was requiring, you know, why were you around doing vaccinated people things? Like, you should have wanted to kind of fly under the radar. Am I wrong for thinking that?
No, you're not. But at the same time, I think that when you feel that you are above everyone else, I mean, why would you even think that this could be a problem? Why do you even think that this could lead to a situation, you know? And here we have with Aaron Rodgers. I think that, you know, the turmoil that Green Bay had with him at the beginning of the season, if you don't know, Aaron Rodgers was kind of on the fence of coming back. He wasn't attending OTAs at one point, but he ended up coming back to practice before the season started. So, you know, maybe Green Bay was like, listen, again, he's one of the best. We need him. We're just going to kind of bypass certain things. And then legality, we're going to say, you can say this, but we're not going to hear this. And it's still about that winning factor, right? It's like he's one of the best quarterbacks of all time, right?
Right.
And I'm sure my nephew, Lil Chris, will agree with that. But anyway,
yes, he will.
Again, one of the best, not the best. But so when you have that factor, and then it's like, okay, well, we need you right now. People put a lot of shit to the side when people start winning, you know? Like we always say, if you want to, you know, have somebody forget something, then just start winning. But with that being said, I think that, again, it was the arrogance and it was the I can do what I want to do and who's going to stop me, right?
I think you are right. I think you are right. But then I look at other people who didn't get, like, Lamar Jackson didn't get vaccinated. But mm-hmm. Lamar Jackson moves in a way. And I don't know if it's because Lamar got it twice. If I'm not mistaken. Once or twice.
Okay.
Definitely had it one time. But, you know, he also moves in a way where he's not going to let it. He's not going to put himself in violations of places he's not supposed to be.
Right.
Seeing that he's not vaccinated. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Another person, Kirk Cousins, not vaccinated. You don't see Kirk Cousins out in the street. Because, you know, the first thing I thought of was
Jeopardy.
I just seen him Halloween dressed up as John Wick. And you out here in the street.
Because he's like John Wick. I can't die. I'm untouchable. I can do what I want to do.
John Wick fell off a 12-story roof. And survive. And that's the movie, okay? That's the movie.
I'm A.A. Ron. I got State Farm. I'm protected. I'm protected. You know? But see, but that's the thing, you know, when you're talking about outside of sports, when you talk about that privilege, you know, I can do what I want to do because I can. Who's going to stop me? You know, you're not going to blink twice at an athlete not getting a vaccination who didn't talk about it, right? Now,
right.
The reason why it's so shocking and that's like, wow, get out of here. Because Aaron Rodgers, we never equated not getting vaccinated to Aaron Rodgers. Because, again, in the sports realm, it was more concerned about, is he going to play or not? So the whole time, it was like he never made us think about the vaccine. He never made us think about not getting it or getting it. That was the least of our worries. And that's how he, as Ruck would say, prevail with the banana in the tailpipe. Because he never talked about it. He never talked about not getting it or getting it. I'll let you decide.
Ask him. Right. They did ask him at one of the press conferences. And that's where that's what makes it weird. Like, why you being weird to me? Okay? that's what makes it that way. It's because they straight up asked him, are you vaccinated? I've been immunized. What does that mean?
I got the flu
shot. That's just another word for saying that you're vaccinated, but you didn't say that you're vaccinated for a reason.
Yes. It was to quell the calm of everyone. What do you say? I am
immunized.
Immunized. Yeah, so when I'm immunized, guess what happens? It could be the flu shot. It could be for COVID. It could be for shingles. It could be for a lot of stuff. But guess what?
It could.
I am immunized. Now, you take it and you do with it what you will. But you won't look at my personal records because guess what? It's HIPAA. It's a violation. And you'll learn that, Chris, too, later in your job. But anyway, so.
I know the HIPAA. let me tell you something. Me and Reliance have become best friends.
There you go. For now. Until you show up next year. Like, God damn it. I thought we was done. But. No, so again, but once it was said, because I didn't even hear about it, was there a big stink about it? No, there wasn't. It was a little side eye, but it was like, oh, okay, they got to play the Chiefs. Let's worry about the Chiefs. Now it's like, what, he got COVID? Why did he get COVID? Oh, wow, I kind of figured that because he said he was immunized. But
I don't want to act like, and when you say that, I don't want to act like just because you've gotten vaccinated don't mean you can't get COVID.
Right.
But at the same time, if you have been vaccinated and you get COVID, the NFL, it's just you get back a lot quicker. Like, he could have possibly played next week. Because it's not just that he got to miss the Chiefs game.
Mm-hmm.
It's that he got to miss the Chiefs game and potentially miss next week's game as well.
So he could have. So basically what you're saying is that Green Bay Packers might got to forfeit their win against my 49ers. That's what I'm right. saying. That's what I'm saying.
And also you wouldn't have got the fines that are about to be levied on Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. Because it would have been like, well, listen, you can do those things if you're vaccinated, even if you catch it, you know what I mean? Like, you can still
because you did your part.
Party, you can still, you know what I mean? You can still go out and
right.
all of this thing. Not that money is an issue for Green Bay and or Aaron Rodgers.
Of course not.
But I'm just saying it just adds on. It just compounds on to the situation.
Now, what was the player? Again, it's Don't Shoot the Messenger podcast. What was the player who lied about being vaccinated? Wasn't there people that were fired and or let go? Yeah, wasn't there some players that were let go for lying about not getting vaccinated or having a fake card? Or no?
I'm unaware of that.
Okay, maybe I'm thinking of another.
I'm unaware of that.
Something else, but or in college. I think it was in college.
It wouldn't surprise me with the scams that Big Baby and all them ex-NBA players were running. And
oh, yeah.
All of these people getting these PPP loans.
There we go. Get that money, baby. Get that money.
At this point, yo, like, when did scamming become popular? Like, remember when we were growing up? I hate to go off on this.
No, please do.
But, yo, remember when we was growing up? Like, you had no respect for scammers.
Yo, you know, it was so funny. I was watching something on IG, and the dude was like, yo, when did that become popular? I remember, yo, used to get laughed at for being a scammer because that's not a good thing. But you know what? Because of social media, and this is very relevant, social media makes you feel like you're here, you're there, you're everywhere. So people feel like, yo, I got to live the life. You know what I mean? I got to live the life. And it does matter because in sports, you see these guys who we always heard about guys going broke because they got all this money, right? Because it's like, you know, you take a poor kid, you give millions of dollars, what's going to happen? He's going to spend on everything because he doesn't know how to budget. But now they're showing how much they're spending. Now they're showing what's in their account. Now it's like glorifying. So it's like, yo, what? I can get attention? Man, I'm about to scam the hell out of everybody so I can be on top of the world. That's all it is.
You're right. And I do want to hit up on that money and going broke part real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
And a part that they don't really say a lot. One of the reasons, like you said, is because, yo, it's a broke kid who never had money, who now got money, and doesn't know how to spend it properly, right?
And I already know what you're going to say. Go ahead, say it.
That's one part of it. The second part of it, though, I think a lot of people with the second part, they go, oh, friends and family, hanger-on, stuff like that, that investment. I don't think that's the second part. The second part is, for me, if you think about people like Bill Gates, Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, mm-hmm. you know, guys that are worth, you know, triple-digit billions.
Yep.
They don't actually have that in liquid form.
Nope.
They have it in assets and stocks that they would have to sell to have that in liquid form.
Right.
When you're an athlete, all that money you got is straight, in the words of Randy Moore,
straight cash, homie.
And it's different when it's actual money that you can, when you got $50 million in the bank that you could touch right now, mm-hmm. different to when you got $5 or $6 million in the bank and, you know, $100 billion that you got divested in different stocks and bonds and so on and so forth.
Yep.
So it's a bigger hassle to get that money together to, you know, make the type of nonsensical purchases that young black athletes make when mm-hmm. you have to do so much to get it. To have it, you know, like when Steve Ballmer wanted to buy the Clippers, technically, he didn't have that money in the bank. He had yep. to sell his shares in Microsoft.
Yep.
Microsoft or Apple?
Microsoft.
Apple. Is he Microsoft?
Microsoft.
Wherever Steve Ballmer got his money from. One of them computer joints, right?
Remember, because him and Bill Gates.
Him and Bill Gates, buddies. Right? I thought Steve Ballmer was with Bill Gates
yeah.
for Microsoft. But, you know, he had to sell some of his shares to get that money
yep.
to buy the team. I wonder how much he got liquid on him. I bet you he don't got, let's say, as much liquid on him. I'm going to use an ancillary player, DeMar DeRozan. I bet you DeMar DeRozan got more liquid assets of money than Steve Ballmer got right now.
Yep. But here's the thing, though. But Steve Ballmer, when he goes and when he wants something, he can sell that and make money. And I bet you that, you know, DeMar DeRozan, no disrespect, a lot of those stocks, you know, that Steve Ballmer has, it doesn't equate. And that's the difference, though. You know, but that's the thing that. Sure. And now I would say a lot of players are becoming very conscious of how they spend their money, how they retire.
Iguodala is a key one.
Marshawn Lynch.
That chicken.
Edgerrin James. There's a lot of people who are understanding how it works now. Like, yo, listen, I know how stocks work. I'm gonna do my own thing. I'm gonna look at my, you know, business and, you know, go from there. So it's really understandable in that aspect. And also, again, because we're gonna bridge into the Henry Ruggs thing, because I think it's a great segue. So again, when you talk about privilege, Aaron Rodgers, he's privileged. A lot of these players that are in the NFL are privileged. They've always been the best on a team, city, state. The majority has been giving everything that they want because of their position in sports of entertainment. So now when you're talking about money and you're talking about throwing your life away. So sad, man. Henry Ruggs III. If you don't know, he is a wide receiver for the Las Vegas Raiders.
Was,
as he was released yesterday. He was involved in a vehicular accident, which resulted in a young lady losing her life. He was going upwards, as the reports say, 156 miles per hour. He was way past the
3 times over the legal limit.
Yeah, 3 times. There we go. And also, again, it was so tragic because and correct me if I'm wrong, Chris, the young lady that he hit, she burned in the vehicle, correct?
Yes, she did.
Yeah. Chris, I am always one to talk about, you know, things that players do, but I think you do a good job of, you know, hitting that. I am at loss of words, but I'm sure I'll find them as we talk, because, you know, at work I was, you know, reading our group message, and I do want to get Hambone on because Hambone had a good perspective on this as well. But it's just so heartbreaking, Chris. And what are your thoughts on all this, man?
Well, you know, I mean, my initial thoughts go out to the young lady who lost her life.
Yes.
You know, that's a tragic way to go out. You know, car accidents can be, you know, I've lost family members. I think everybody's lost family members to car accidents. The way she went out, though, makes this particularly horrific.
Yes.
You know, being, you know, trapped in the car, it almost got engulfed in flames. Almost, it looked like it was almost immediately caught on fire. That's just a, you know, down bad way to go out. You know what I mean? So, you know, I feel for her family. You know, if I'm not mistaken, I don't know her exact age, but I think she's early 20s, mid 20s, somewhere in there. So, you know, also to lose a life so young, you know, with a lot of life left ahead of her, just a tragedy all around. I feel bad for Henry Ruggs, but not because of him losing his, like, you got to make better decisions as a man, period.
Yep.
Not just as an NFL player, you know, not just having a deal with money. Dude, why are you? See, it's one of the things that kind of turned me off, and you know how big of a fan I am of Errol Spence. The Errol Spence saving grace was it was a single car accident. So he didn't get involved. It didn't hit nobody else. It was only him that got put in harm's way.
Yep.
But, you know, at this point in your life, or let me not say this point in your life, at this point in society, there's so many fail-safes so that you do not have to drive drunk.
Yep, true.
Just so, like, you know, back in the day, it was really only a taxi that you could call.
True.
And, you know, those were, depending on where you live, those could be hard to come by.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are, you could call, even if you don't have, because you're intoxicated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then, as far as him going 156, he was intoxicated. I would expect nothing less. You know what I mean? Like, I'm he was obviously going really, really fast, but, you know, as a person being as drunk as he was, with all that being said, the reason I do feel some sympathy for him, because I know that wasn't his intent.
Right.
Even though he made a horrible decision that is going to probably affect him for the rest of his life, you know, I know he didn't willingly say, oh, man, I'm about to drive drunk and hopefully, you know, crash into somebody and ruin my life. You know what I mean? Right. I know that's not what he was looking for. He was really drunk, made a bad decision on trying to get home, and it's going to change the course of his life, and it changed the course of other people's lives as well.
Oh, yeah.
So in that sense, you know, I know, and I'm hearkening off of something that Derek Carr said. I know he's feeling a lot of things right now. And probably his career and where he goes from here are probably not as high as, yeah, I just took somebody's life, or I'm responsible for another life not being here. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's a tough thing, no matter what.
Yep.
No matter what. I'm not cutting him no flat. He's going to have his dance for, and he's going to have to answer for his fine. I can't, nobody can save him from that.
No.
But, you know, I feel, you know, my heart hurts for him knowing that that decision has changed the course of his life in many ways.
Yeah.
I give him some sympathy for that. But at the same time, you know, you're a man, you got to make better decisions, okay? Mm-hmm. You know, we don't drink like that. We're more social drinkers. But, you know, if I'm intoxicated, and I have been, I ain't driving. I'm not driving.
Hmm.
It's just a bad decision to make. So,
yeah.
You know, you got to live with the consequences of that. And for that, I got sympathy for him.
Yeah, me too. On the line, we got Hambone, Larry Hambone Hamilton. Hambone, what's up, man?
Hambone.
Let's see where he at. Hambone, where you at? You got to take your phone.
Yo.
There you go. There you go. So as
what's
you know,
going on, gentlemen?
Yo, man. Man, everything is good, man. I'm so glad that we can be back on again. It's audio only, but I'm gonna share it. So you know, it's some good topics here. With the Henry Ruggs thing, because I know in the group, you know, we were talking about it. And I just wanted to kind of get your opinion on it, man, and just, you know, see, you know, what is your perspective, and also the perspective that you were saying, you know, yourself in the group chat.
So my issue with the Henry Ruggs thing is not that he killed somebody. You know, it's not that he was driving drunk or anything like that. I know some people took it the wrong way, saying, well, look what he did, or, you know, he was going 156 miles an hour and stuff like that. The issue that I have is that we now have people judging this man based off the amount of money he makes, as if we all have horses that are high enough that we can judge somebody. Mm-hmm. And that is my biggest gripe right now, is that you have people who are saying he's stupid. You make too much money for that. Why would you even throw your life away like that? Like, are you kidding me? Listen here. This is going to sound crazy, but it's almost like a rite of passage for men to drive home drunk.
I see where you're going with that.
It's almost a rite of passage, because how many of your friends have you been out with, you know they had one too many, and they look you dead in your face and go, my man, you know I'm straight.
Fair point. I got this.
Right? Like, so the issue that I have is that you have people who are seriously saying, oh, this is ridiculous, as if that is not a part of their everyday life. Like, they do not go to the bar and have two or three beers and say, all right, fellas, I'm going home. Mm-hmm. What makes this kid any different? Oh, because he's in the NFL. So now NFL players don't drink. So excuse me, the laundry list of guys who have had domestic violence dispute, alcohol was not a factor. But now that this man had did this, now it's, oh, he's stupid for being out here drinking. So the fact that you don't make enough money, that makes you smarter because you're out here drinking? It's absolutely asinine of the things that we are, of the pedestal that we hold athletes on. It's absolutely asinine because we don't hold ourselves to the same exact standard. And you have some nerve to say that somebody is stupid because of the amount of money that they make versus the amount of money that you do not make. And people tell me, well, yes, I've driven drunk, but not 156 miles an hour. Well, that's because your damn Honda Prius can't do it.
Don DeMarco, Marco.
Like, so you're going to tell me what's the difference between you going 65 miles an hour and smacking a pole than him going 156 miles an hour? One dummy gonna say, well, 100 miles an hour. Yeah, but you're still gonna kill somebody. There's no difference.
Yep.
Whether I shoot you in the head or whether I bash you in the head with a hammer, my intent was to kill you, correct?
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
There's no difference. So what is somebody gonna say? Well, I didn't shoot you. I just hit you in the head with a hammer 15 times. Okay, idiot. What the hell is the difference? And that's where my issue stands right now. My issue is completely with society making up excuses to condemn people for mistakes that we already make, that we make on the daily.
Well, Larry, you know, social media is the absolute most righteous place to cast all your aspersions on somebody else.
I mean, absolutely.
That's what the internet was made for. You get to get on that soapbox, get on your high horse, and wag your finger at what you would have done if you was in somebody else's situation.
Mm-hmm.
That is the absolute number one place for that. There ain't no
absolutely
doubt about that.
Absolutely. And you know what else is killing me right now too? The people who are saying it are known alcoholics.
Yeah. Well, alcoholics. But see, but Hambone, so but you gotta remember, because now the attention is off of me now, right? Now I can, because again, it's in the media, everybody knows it. Now the attention is off me, because you know why? Because the few hundred people that know me, that dwindled down to the seven that I was in a bar with. And that one time I finally said, nah, I'm good. I'm taking a cab. I'm going to get my boy to drive me home. Only reason why you got your boy to get you home because you had an argument with your girl the night before about you driving and coming home drunk. That's why. But again,
thank you.
But again, like Chris was saying, social media, you can be anyone you want to be. It's Alice in the Wonderland. People forget really quick. And I think I want to talk about that point. So when, you know, before you got on, we were talking about, you know, having this, you know, invincibility or just being privileged. And, you know, people say, well, he's stupid. He's dumb. Why would he do that? You know why he did that? Because he did it 100 times before and nothing happened. That's why, you know.
The boy went to Alabama.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah. Dude, let's be real here. He went to Alabama.
I mean, it's not much saying about the grades. I mean, school, academically. But go ahead, Hamilton. I see what you're saying.
But do you really think that the boy went to Alabama hadn't had a drink and then drove?
In a Corvette or a Porsche or anything that they can get their hands on?
Period. He probably drove Nick Saban's car drunk one time.
With Nick Saban in it, allegedly.
Let me put it to you like this. And Chris, please correct me if I'm wrong.
You know I will.
Please correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
There's a gentleman who makes a whole lot of money upstate New York. I believe it's called Syracuse.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know where you're going with this.
Did he or did he not get into an accident while driving impaired?
Yes, he did.
Was an innocent person hurt?
Yes, they were.
I can't recall the fact if someone died or not. I don't think they died, right?
You know, I'm a little fuzzy, but I could have sworn somebody died.
Okay.
But I'm a little fuzzy. I can't take that as that.
Who right? is? So let's take who it. Would this player be? Because, again, we have listeners that don't, you know, understand.
Are you the player?
Oh, no, not a player. There's an individual in upstate New York who makes millions of dollars.
Who's in charge.
He's in charge.
Okay.
And I want to say there was an incident, there was an accident where alcohol was a contributing factor. That person missed 10 games of their upcoming season. And you've never heard about it again.
Who's this person?
No, you did not.
I believe his name is James Behan. Bohan?
Something like that.
He's a new guy. Like nobody really knows him. Nobody really knows him.
I think he knows somebody named Mike Sineski.
Right. Something like that. Like you know how they do. They're all friends up there in that area. But I say that to say this. I didn't hear anybody say that he was dumb. I didn't hear anybody say that he threw his life away. I didn't hear anybody bring up the amount of money he makes and not calling an Uber or a Lyft service or any of that stuff.
Preach.
None of that.
Preach.
But yet this man does it. The reason why I say that is because when you talk about that gentleman out there in Syracuse, that gentleman in Syracuse is like your every Tom, Dick, and Harry that's on social media. He looks just like them. He's relatable to them and all that stuff. The issue that I have is that you also have minorities on social media condemning this kid too. Mm-hmm. Well, when you hear somebody, go ahead.
Nick, I throw a little thoughts on that.
Please do.
It's almost like, and I don't want to get into no race talk. And you know, when somebody says that, that's absolutely where they're going. Anyway, but it's almost like, when a white person has wealth and they get into a situation like that, it's unfortunate.
Yeah.
When a black person gets it, you're stupid because you're lucky that you got the wealth.
Thank you. Thank you.
So somehow, like you didn't work hard to get to the NFL or the NBA or just successful in general.
Yep.
You somehow are lucky, and you messed up your lucky chance.
Yep. Thank you. I didn't want to say it like that because I didn't want our viewers to think that I was talking to them like they were in the third grade.
I think that's a fair assessment.
Well, here's the thing though, and I can take up another again. I mean, it's again, these are allegations, but I can think of this guy. He may own a team in the northeast section of the USA, went down to Florida, got a massage, ended up getting a happy ending at the end.
Oh, yeah.
You know what he was called? It was like, wow, that man, that's sad, that's sick, this old man, why would he do that? And then 2 days later, well, you know, but again, no one ever said, well, you make all that money. Why would you even go to a place like that? Yuck. Nope. Oh, man, you should be happy that you're not losing your job. You know why? Because he happens to own a team in New England. So people feel, well, you know, but, and this is what I heard. I mean, you know, but that was different from the other situation because he the owner, so nobody could touch him. Yeah.
And let me just say something about that, right? Because Lord knows I got skeletons in my closet.
We all do.
Lord knows. Like, Lord knows. I don't, what that man did, that's his own personal business.
Exactly.
I don't blame him. You go on the internet and see the spots that do it. It ain't like it's a secret.
Right.
There's a whole website that you could pump, that you could type in and catch all of those places around where you live.
I've heard of that. You know, a little side note, I watched a podcast that actually brought that up in the actual site of that. Yes, wow. Yes, and, you are right, Larry.
And it's updated. Mm-hmm. So it's not, so, there, and I'm only saying this, and this is why I'm saying it. Because the fact that anybody can judge that man, but yet you gonna go down there and pay your $60.
Yeah.
What the heck makes you any different than that right here? What makes you any type of different to judge this? I said the same thing when it came down to Kyrie Irving. Mm-hmm. Who the hell are you to judge somebody based off the money they make,
right,
for their personal decisions? I said the same thing about Ben Simmons.
Yep.
Why the hell is everybody talking about how much money he makes when it comes down to these folks making their decisions? He wants out of Philly. Me personally, I agree he should leave Philly. I don't think Philly has done anything to help him prosper. What does his money have to do? Only people who should be concerned about his money are Philadelphia and the NBA.
That's it. And his family. Cause they, you know what I mean?
Why the heck would I sit back and say, he makes mad money, he should have a jump shot? Man, shut up. You know he got that money without a jump shot?
Lord knows he Larry, it's almost like he should be happy that he's making the money he has.
Thank you.
So he shouldn't complain because he's lucky.
That sounds like shut up and dribble.
Yes. And you know what else this sounds like? Right? Because it was another player that we were just talking about previously who was talking about not playing, sitting out, hosting Jeopardy. You know what a lot of people said? Good for him. He deserved to do that. Man, that's his personal decision. But when Kyrie does it, oh, man, he must have some mental health issues. This guy is crazy. How dare you? Do you know how many people would love to be in position? I can't just go to my job and say blah, 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 blah. One, yes, you can if you got a union. But again, Chris, what you say is almost like.
Almost like. Because of the money he makes, he cannot have those type of opinions because he's lucky that he got those type of money. Now, I'm going to say that and also say I wholeheartedly disagree with Kyrie Irving. But what I won't do to Kyrie Irving is begrudge him on his decision of whether or not he wants to take the vaccine. Now, I got some other issues with Kyrie, but that don't got nothing to do with his personal decision of whether he wants to take it and him not taking it and the money he makes somehow being connected to each other. That's not that wouldn't be the issue I have with Kyrie. But we will talk about the Nets before Larry get off the phone. Okay.
I would say this to Chris. The fact that you disagree with Kyrie Irving, I respect that. Because he does things that people can disagree with. But you made it clear just now, it has nothing to do with his decision to take the vaccine or not. You have people right now who are getting it confused, and they make it very murky of what they're upset at. Are you upset that he's not playing basketball right now? Because who could give a damn about basketball?
Exactly.
Who could care? He ain't playing for the team. They got a chance to win it. Who gives a damn? They win the championship. They're not sending a ring to my house.
They are not.
You know, of course I want them to win it for bragging rights, but they're not going to send a ring to my house. Okay, this dude is saying to himself, no, I'm not going to do that. And that's cool. But why is it? Why does it turn to when you now have first of all, people judging Kyrie, they left their job because they weren't getting vaccinated.
Thank you.
So you can leave your job? Yeah, but I ain't making the money he making. Yeah, but don't you got bills? Because he got bills.
Oh, he got bills. he got $1 million worth of paycheck type bills.
Hey, so you telling me that this man's bills don't equivalent to your bills, but you can leave your job and say, because I don't believe in getting the vaccine. Okay. Well, let me just tell you something. There's millions of people out here who decided, you know what? My bills outweigh my personal decision to get vaccinated. And let me just tell you like this. I'm catching people right now. I'm catching them in their conversations. Create the vaccinated versus unvaccinated in their conversations. Like they're prying into your privacy. You'll hear somebody, Stephen A. is one of them. He talks about it, he's like, I'm vaccinated. Such and such is vaccinated. First of all, that's none of my goddamn business. Mm-hmm. If you decide to get vaccinated, that's on you. Mm-hmm. If you did it, that's on you too. Why do I need to know that? The reason why I need to know that is because you want to diminish someone who is publicly saying they don't want to be vaccinated.
Oh yeah, it's public shaming. We're going to see you in the town square in front of everybody.
Exactly. So now look what we have done, y'all. Over the past 2 years, since 2020, we not only had to battle racism through the colors, we've had to battle racism due to the election. We've had to battle, and when I'm saying racism just to keep it in a frame. Mm-hmm. You've had to battle racism due to having COVID, not having COVID. Mm-hmm. You've had to battle racism between vaccinated and unvaccinated now.
So just straight discrimination all over the place.
All over the place. And now it's a blatant conversation. Blatant conversation. I'm vaccinated. I got the vaccine. So that's supposed to make me feel safer around you? Well, is that not the same as saying I have black friends?
Yeah. Ooh. Don DeMarco. Marco.
I voted for Biden.
I voted for Barack. Come on now. Why would I ever say something like that? I mean, come on. I may have said it, but I voted for Barack.
I want to know if y'all know the movie. If I could, I would have voted for him a third time.
Get out.
You know the movie. You know the movie.
Yeah.
But think about that, fellas. Like that's in our conversations now.
Yeah.
That is our conversation. Put it like this. After I just said it to you guys, and I'm not saying that like I gave you an aha moment, but track how many times in conversations you'll hear a random stranger say to you when you guys are talking, I got the vaccine because you know I had bills to pay.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. As if it was a cop out. Well, but it's also a pro. Right. Go ahead.
You're right. And the thing is, it's like, listen, everybody has their personal reason for why or why not they didn't get the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
My personal reason, which I don't feel like is all that personal, but my personal reason was my son has asthma. I want to limit any chance of me getting it to give it to him. Not that I still can't. Mm-hmm. But I just want to limit the chances. But that doesn't mm-hmm. mean that I'm better than somebody who didn't get it.
Right.
And, you know, and let's say their kid has asthma. They made a choice and they feel like your choice is gonna is in the best interest of them.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And you gotta be, you gotta respect it. I can disagree. I go, well, I don't think that's the best choice, but that's not my choice to make. I mean, my
exactly.
choice.
Exactly.
You made your choice to you and yours.
Exactly. And I'm sorry if I'm getting off topic, but since we're talking about public opinion, has anybody heard from the gentleman in Green Bay?
Have not. You have not.
You have not. I haven't received a text from him, an email, or nothing. did anybody burn a cross on his front lawn?
Nope.
Not, and they will not.
So, are we in a predicament where now public opinion has changed on unvaccinated players?
Of course.
Well, I'll say I don't know if it changed because of A-Rod, and the only reason I say that is because Aaron Rodgers is he's like right now he's the poster child for the cover-up made it worse. See, because he tricked people in his wording of when they straight up asked him the question.
He said, I'm immunized.
I'm immunized.
So.
Right.
Yes.
So he dodged it. So it's some deceit. And like I was saying earlier when you wasn't on, it's weird. Why'd you say that? You said that because you didn't want to stay vaccinated.
Yep.
And if you didn't, and if you don't want to be vaccinated, I gave examples of other players that are not vaccinated. Lamar Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Cousins,
Carson Wentz.
Carson Wentz. They're not having a, people don't talk about it with this. But they did come out and say that they're not vaccinated. Also, in the case of Lamar Jackson, I don't know if he had it once or twice. I don't know why I feel like he had it twice.
He had it twice.
He did have it twice. I told you, but I felt like he had it twice.
Yep, you said it.
Yep, he had it twice.
Lamar also don't be out in these streets like Aaron Rodgers was on Halloween in a party with a bunch of people.
And you know what, Chris? Let me take you one step further before you finish your point. After Lamar Jackson's second stint, he got vaccinated.
Oh, he did? I didn't know. I thought he still was unvaccinated.
Nope, he got vaccinated.
Oh, okay.
That's why you see him on the sidelines with no mask on or anything like that.
I didn't know that.
Right. But what about Cole Beasley?
Yeah.
Well, it's like Cole Beasley didn't get vaccinated either.
But if you remember,
they said he was going to retire, right?
They were going to kick Cole Beasley out the league for not being vaccinated. Don't forget, at the start of training camp, they were saying that Cole Beasley might not be allowed at training camp. Now, I'm sorry, Chris. I didn't mean to stop your thought.
No. That was the end of my thought.
So I wanna say this.
Hey Hambone, real quick. You could just turn your phone down just a smidgen because it's getting in some red just a little bit. Like two notches.
How about that?
A little bit more.
All right, hold on, because I'm on, you know, I'm on my AirPods.
Okay.
I don't got nothing going on in the background.
That's good. You good.
Okay. So, in the case of A-Rod, when he said I'm immunized, that was the intent to not say you're vaccinated, but not let everyone know that you were not.
Yeah.
Right.
And was he by himself or was he coached to say that?
Coach, come good on. Man. Yeah, that's a great, you know what it's not.
That's a real good question.
And it's just, again, like I was saying before you got on, I said, because he is one of the best quarterbacks of all time, right? He's one of the best reigning MVP. So Green Bay also knew he had issues before the league, before the season. We don't want to ruffle no feather, but guess what, Aaron? Are you immunized? Because you do get your flu shot, right? Yeah. Go ahead. Again, I'm just spitballing here. Again, legality, you know, playing with the words. You could say immunized, because technically you are.
Immunized.
Right? Technically immunized. You are. You went to your shaman. You know, you did what you did. But we don't need to say if you are or if you aren't. It's not like when Michael Jackson, again, this is, again, it's certain people, certain words, it's just funny how they word things. You know what I mean? To try to protect whoever they protect. And again, I don't have and like you guys, I don't care if you're vaccinated or if you're unvaccinated. Just don't be talking about everybody else that got it or didn't get it. Like the discrimination needs to stop. It's not like when someone asked Michael Jackson, are you gay or not? And Michael Jackson said, listen, I will never tell you what I am because I don't want to offend anybody. You know, this is totally different than that. You know what I mean? But again, we're talking about Aaron Rodgers, one of the best quarterbacks in the league. And let's be real. If Aaron was a brother, it'd be a little different. Be looking at a little different.
Is there another gentleman who doesn't have a job because he did not want to get?
Well, he was. But also,
talking about Kyrie?
No, there's another gentleman in the NFL.
Cam? Well, he was in the NFL. I mean,
he got let go because he contracted COVID and he was not vaccinated. Oh, you're talking about
Cam. Yeah.
Right. Okay, so the Cam situation, again, that gets me to another, and we need to drop. Why are you being weird to me? That Cam situation is weird. Because Cam is saying that I got permission from everybody I needed to get permission from to go to whatever doctor he wanted to go to get whatever opinion he wanted to get. Somehow, that broke their COVID bubble or whatever they were trying to protect, and that's why he had to be out that extended period.
But he also said that he went to their doctors as well, too.
That's right. So that whole thing seems weird on the Patriots side, not on Cam Newton's side. It seems weird on the Patriots side. Almost like the Patriots said, this is a great way to get us out of Cam Newton and let's just go with Mac Jones.
Yep.
And we can use this as a look, man, you know, he's already not vaccinated. We can kind of spin it this way. That seems, to me, it seems like a PR move.
Of course.
Did we just put our conspiracy cape on?
I mean, I might got the tinfoil hat on a little bit.
No.
I'm projecting. I got no sources. But when I'm just looking at it, it just seems weird. Why can't him go online? Why can't him go online and say, oh, yo, they told me I can go to this doctor. They told me I can go to this doctor.
And
can I stay within the conspiracy realm with you?
Please do.
All right, man, go ahead. Cook it up.
And I called the Rucker Report this morning and said this. I said, it's funny how the Kansas City Chiefs are on the verge of being irrelevant. And all of a sudden, here comes COVID for their toughest game, which would put them below 500 again.
Mm.
And the way the story broke was he was already missing the game. I don't know if you guys have, like, if any of your teams have had, like, COVID outbreaks during the season, but the Ravens have. And the moment it comes out, it's, they have to test again before the game.
Mm-hmm.
They're not just called immediately out. It depends on days prior, close contacts, all that stuff. None of those words were used in the case of Aaron Rodgers.
Yo, didn't Devontae Adams just have COVID?
Yes,
didn't
he did.
Last weekend because he was positive?
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
What's going on in Green Bay, man? What's up? What is going on in Green Bay, man?
But the conversation with Devontae Adams was close contact. He has to test negative so many times leading up to. The Aaron Rodgers thing was broke on what? Wednesday?
Yep. Broke on Wednesday.
Right? So he didn't test on Sunday before the game?
That's a good question.
He didn't test Monday? He didn't test Tuesday when they went in.
Or was Green Bay not following the proper testing procedures with Aaron Rodgers as well?
Or did he test positive on Sunday and they just leaked the results on Wednesday?
It's a lot of good questions.
I'm only saying that because he put our conspiracy capes on. Well, so now, what's the chances that Green Bay beats Kansas City?
Slim to none. Slim okay. Just walked out the door.
Mm-hmm. So now you take a 4-4 Kansas City team, which just beat the Giants by the skin of their tail. They're supposed to play Aaron Rodgers, possibly be 4-5 again, play the Raiders again, get into the meat of their schedule, with the chance to be out of the playoffs, and all of a sudden now, Aaron Rodgers has COVID. Leak that. But take you one step further. Aaron Rodgers is very uninterested this season.
I don't know if I agree with that. Okay. I might have agreed with it early, but I've seen some fire in him trying to win, which makes me go, I wouldn't use the word uninterested. Now,
are you speaking of the Bears game?
No, not just the Bears game. But
okay.
Now, if you ask me if I think his heart is in anything anymore, absolutely not. And
Chris, I want to make sure. I want to make sure you're not confusing play with being interested, because James Harden is playing okay.
I think
his play and interest don't add up, and that's why I said that about Aaron Rodgers. But go ahead.
I think Aaron Rodgers has a vested interest in trying to, and I'm using this word for a reason, last dance this season in Green Bay.
Thank you. Okay.
He has a vested interest in that.
Okay.
Now,
great.
His personal outside stuff with COVID and whether he believes in, because now, again, got the hats on, we got the capes on. Mm-hmm. Now I don't know what he believes in vaccines and medicines, and I'm a little on the fence now with that. I'm a little on the fence now with that, but that's the personal life, so, you know, whatever he believes is what he believes.
I agree with you with the way you presented it, and maybe me saying uninterested, maybe I needed to change that wording. I agree. It's the last dance. I agree he wants to show the other 31 teams, hey, I'm still Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I think there's a couple teams in particular trying to show that he's Aaron Rodgers.
And you know what? This is going to sound crazy, but excuse me, Chicago was one of them.
Chicago was one of them.
Chicago was one of them, and San Francisco was one of them.
Yes, we are so stupid again.
San Francisco boy always wanted to be a so, nice.
But there's certain things that I think players do to send signs.
Yep.
The way he behaved in other games versus the way he behaved against those two games, night and day.
Mm-hmm.
Night and day.
I'll say this. It's hard sometimes to. Aaron Rodgers reminds me a lot. Or let me not say it reminds me a lot. I put Aaron Rodgers sometimes in the class of a
Kyrie Irving. Thank you.
Yo,
I didn't want to be the first one to say it, so I was waiting for you to take the bait.
I like Kyrie as a talent. I like Kyrie. Kyrie mm-hmm. is a weird dude. Okay?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I won't begrudge him on how he feels about the vaccine. The way he tried to explain it, yo, dude, you're not making no sense. Dude, you're not making... Now, listen. I think he would do himself a better service if he just goes, personally, I just don't want to get vaccinated. Can you explain? expand on that. Nope, can't do it. I just don't like it. That's how I feel. Yeah. I think it'll go a lot further for Kyrie if he just left it at that. Because when he starts trying to break stuff down, he starts sounding like flat earther. And that turns a lot of people off. Turns me off. Don't be sound like a flat earther, because then it makes you question your intelligence. And I know Kyrie is smart. I know he's smart. And then it irritates me. Then I go, wait a minute. I know you're smart. Why are you talking like you're not smart?
Yep.
But this is not about Kyrie. I was waiting for you to say it. Aaron Rodgers falls in line with that sometimes.
Yes,
I know Aaron Rodgers is smart. As a matter of fact, when he was getting drafted, a turnoff for teams for Aaron Rodgers was he comes off like a know-it-all.
Yep.
And that rubs people the wrong way. Come to find out, Aaron Rodgers probably does know it all, but people still don't like that.
Mm-mm. He went to a very good school. Again, he went to Cal Berkeley.
He went to Cal Berkeley and was very smart there.
Yeah.
So, but his personality is weird.
But here's the thing, though.
When you mix smart with a weird personality, the combo, it don't mix good. Some people could get away with it. I don't think Aaron Rodgers and Kyrie are those people.
Yes, they could.
Why you say they could? This ought to be good.
Because I'm not thinking from our perspective, right? I'm thinking from the average fan, right? Just the average and to below average. Like, everything that they've done on the court and on the field has been right, according to a lot of people. Okay. See, we see past that. We know, you know, we understand that. But to the majority that's outside of us, okay, but what's the problem, though? And
I disagree too. You said everything they did on the field and the court is been right. I don't think so. As a matter of fact, I think Kyrie's career hasn't lived up to his talent.
I said outside of us.
And I'll hit on Aaron Rodgers too. Aaron Rodgers, other than that one magical run, has had some very, very, like, even if I just go to last year. Damn, what was you doing in that Buccaneers game? Because when you go down there and you was in the red zone on 3rd and 10, you had a clear shot to the end zone.
You just run it.
Running in. Yeah. I know you're fast enough. You know it.
But
so this is an NFC Championship game. There is no tomorrow, and I'll let you go. But he's also got a bevy of other bad mistakes, bad games. That, matter of fact, against your Niners.
Yeah, I love you.
I agree. I know you're getting spicy.
A-Rod is my favorite football player currently. Currently is my favorite football player. Overall, we all know that's Mr. Big Head himself taking in. But currently, Aaron Rodgers is my favorite. And I go, sometimes, I don't know what he's doing.
Right.
I don't.
Spicy.
No, but so again, I said a lot of people outside of us and people that think like us, a lot of people are like, well, you know, okay, but hey, but they got there, you know, but he's reigning MVP. Some people will negate a lot of that and they say, well, but they're still winners. They're still winners. You know, hey, he's a smart guy. Again, we know, like we said from the get go, and, you know, we had handball on. We were like, yo, Kyrie and KD ain't going to work because they're both weird. That's going to be hard to, again, like, I don't care how you slice and dice it, whatever Kyrie talking about, it sounds weird. Even before you said that, Chris, we were talking about it. And again, the Aaron Rodgers situation, looking outside it, I'm like, okay. And then I always talk to my nephew, Chris' son, who thinks Aaron Rodgers is the best quarterback of all time. I said, but little Chris, outside of 2009, what has he done? Where is he winning at? You know, and then it's, you know, again, so. But no, I would agree. But again, when you're talking about privilege, these guys have privilege. And then, you know, and I know Hamble hate to talk about it, but again, you have guys like Aaron Fleming, love Aaron, who has that. Well, I don't care about what you're doing outside of here. Just play. No, but we gotta, again, it's bigger than that. You know, like you're just looking at it from a very shallow perspective. Well, you should get your vaccine because you stupid if you don't get it. That's his opinion. You know?
Well, you know, you got the Jemele, you got the Jemele Hills of the world, and I finger her out because, and I like Jemele Hill, but her high and mighty stance on people not getting vaccinated.
Shannon Sharpe.
Look at what I'm talking about. Yo, this is his exasperation right there. Yeah. I know he knows what I'm talking about.
Shannon Sharpe as well.
It's just like this. Yo, you didn't get vaccinated. It's almost like they want to be like, you dumb nigger. You didn't get vaccinated.
Yo, you know what it's like? And again.
Charles Barkley too.
You know what it's like? And I'm sorry to cut you guys off, right? It's like you have, again, just analogy here. You have a person that's not racist. You have a person that's very racist. And they're standing in a pool and they're looking at a person that didn't. That goes against what they believe in. Could you believe this nigga? I know. Can you believe this nigga right here too? I know. This nigga crazy. This nigga is crazy, isn't he?
Exactly.
It's like, wow. So now these people could stand on the same plateau and agree upon something that they didn't even agree with 6 months ago, right? 6 months ago, there was no vaccine and everybody was still everybody. And you were saying, oh, you're racist from this and that. But now you guys agree on something. So now you guys are bullying other people and they're stupid because they didn't get it for their own personal reasons. And the point that you got the vaccine was to protect yourself, but you're still worried about someone else not getting it because you can get. Okay. All right. I'm just saying, guys, I don't know nothing. Please stop me.
Hold on, Claire. You don't get the vaccine for you. You get it for other people. That's an opinion. Listen, just because I got it, that's the thing that kills me. And this is coming from a person who got it for another person.
Me too. Right.
That was my opinion and choice.
Right.
You can't. I don't understand. I want all of these motherfuckers' records. Fuck the HIPAA shit. Yo, I need to make sure you got every single vaccination for everything ever in life.
Yes.
I need your tuberculosis shot. I need your smallpox shot.
Yep.
I need. You better have a flu shot every motherfucking year. Yo,
Rudy.
Goddamn life.
Everything.
Yes.
Everything.
Yes.
That's the part of it that's annoying. Stop acting like people don't make choices that you don't agree with all the time.
All the time.
I don't hear people go when there's cancer treatments that you can take to extend your life, and somebody goes, nah, I'm good. I don't see people getting on the horse and go, oh, how dumb are you? You don't get the cancer treatment for you. You get it for other people.
Right. How dare you not get it so your family will be sad.
I'm the one dying.
Right.
I'm the one dying.
Right. Right. Have you ever thought about how your family will feel if you die? No, that's just being selfish.
All that stuff. But let me just touch on that Aaron Rodgers and Kyrie Irving thing.
Please do.
Oh, yes, please do.
They are 100% each other's spirit animal. They are. Listen, their careers are borderline the same.
I agree.
Right. They are spectacular in their own right. Some people are going to say, well, Aaron Rodgers was an MVP. Bro, listen, the MVP is a quarterback award in the NFL. Because one of the years he won it, J.J. Watt should have won it, in my personal opinion. J.J. Watt ended up with 6 touchdowns that year. He caught 2, picked up 2 for a fumble, intercepted 2. Or he had 4 touchdowns, excuse me. In every game that the Texans won, he scored a touchdown. You're talking about being most valuable. Like, hello. That's it. But anyway, that's not here nor there. They each have one championship. Each great in their own right. But the people who are better than them never make any waves. Look at their counterparts.
I already know who you're going to. They're both your counterparts. I know exactly where you're going.
Look at their counterparts. Kyrie Irving's counterpart is Steph Curry. Mm-hmm. He's got three championships. Aaron Rodgers, your counterpart is Tom Brady. He's got 7.
Say it again, please.
But the beef is, and this is why I disagree with you, son. This is why I disagree with you. And I know what you said. You said the people outside of us. But here's where I disagree. Their counterparts get it done and make no waves.
Yep. I agree.
Their counterparts get it done and say nothing. Nothing. With the exception of last year and this year, you never see Tom Brady at a game chugging a beer.
Mm-hmm.
As far as you know, Tom Brady don't drink.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You understand where I'm going with this?
Mm-hmm.
You can't say that about Aaron Rodgers. Mm. You can't do it. According to, as far as you know, Steph Curry don't do anything. Steph Curry don't say not one of the wrong things when he's in front of a microphone. Mm-hmm. You can't say that about Kyrie. So when you do these things, now you got people, you know, picking and gnawing and like, you know, what is it really with you that's like this?
Yep.
And they're both weird. They're both weird.
They're both weird.
So it is only right that Kyrie goes through his situation and then Aaron tops it.
Hold my beer, bro.
Literally.
It's only right. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, remember when Aaron Rodgers, them jokers losing, he was like, yo, R-E-L-A-X, relax. What the hell you mean relax? Yo, 3-6, what you mean relax?
Yeah, y'all great things to the playoffs.
They are saying like, yo, panic, bro, what you mean?
Yeah, panic, bro.
but they're each other's spirit animal, man. And it, like, these two guys, like, and it's just so crazy that, like, they're going to be linked in this.
So I got a question.
I was like, go ahead.
So again, this is probably how they think, right? When you think of who's one of the, you know, one of the premier guards in the league, are you bringing up Kyrie?
If you do not bring up Kyrie, it's because you have a bias, and the LeBron bias is huge.
Yes. When you're talking about one of the premier guards in the league, just all around good guards, is Kyrie mentioned in that?
Oh, you always got him. Oh yeah, he's always in it.
That's all he wants.
That's not a question.
But that's all he wants. Not
if you have a bias,
right? But
you don't think Kyrie is in the conversation for premier guards?
No. What I'm saying is, I do. Kyrie wants. That's all he
if
wants.
If you don't mention him,
yeah.
There is a bias, and that LeBron bias is huge.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
If you don't mention him, you have a bias. Just like when people start mentioning like top 10 in the NBA, like NBA history, and you start hearing people say, I want to put Kobe in there, but I can't.
Oh my God. Come on now.
That's the Shaq bias.
Yeah.
It's not a Jordan bias. It's a Shaquille O'Neal bias.
Well, but they mask it as, well, he was a Michael Jordan clone, but he wasn't as good as Michael Jordan. We already got Michael Jordan in the top 10, so we're not putting him in.
That's one of them.
What about the other one?
Which is exactly, hold on though. That is the stupidest shit.
He was
the closest thing to Jordan. Does not knock him
right
from being in the top. Like, here's the closest thing to Jordan should actually exalt him higher.
Right.
But the second one is, does he have 3 championships without Shaq?
He has 2.
I just want to point it out because I want to say this.
Should have had 3, but
Shaq didn't have any before Kobe.
Nope.
Shaq got swept without Kobe.
Nope.
Shaq only got one without Kobe.
Wait, hold on. And I want to make sure everybody understands this. Before Kyrie Irving did it, Kobe Bryant was the only player in NBA history to average over 25 points a game in the NBA Finals and not get Finals MVP. Mm-hmm. Oh, and then Steph did it.
And then Steph did it with Kevin. Like,
twice.
I'll say this. That last mm-hmm. one was debatable.
For who? Kevin or for?
For Kevin. That last one.
Oh my gosh.
Was and I love Kevin. Don't get me wrong. Kevin played phenomenal in the game.
It was Steph.
Three where Steph struggled.
Had 11.
He had 11. But every other game, Steph outscored him. And not only outscored him. It wasn't just the outscoring. He did outscore him. But we talking, except for the last game, rebounds, assists, he was all over the place. And again, even with Kevin Durant on the floor, Steph's gravity still is Steph's gravity.
Yes,
like, exactly. Steph is one, and I don't think he gets enough credit for this.
Steph
is one of the only players that I've ever seen where he comes, when he gives the ball off to run off a screen, two players follow him almost no matter what. Mm-hmm. I see Dame Lillard would be one of the premier three-point shooters in the league. Would y'all agree?
I see
Dame Lillard get wide open uncontested threes all the time.
All the time.
If Steph gets a wide open three, it was a total breakdown. It was off a steal in transition.
Somebody slipped.
Somebody fell. Yeah. That is the only time. Nobody never goes, I dare you to shoot it to Steph. Nope. Never. And I
never
see that. Every other player gets that.
So like now what Chris has done is Chris has like really pulled out the biases, because there's so many that we talk about. Yeah. You talk about LeBron's bias over Kyrie Irving. You talk about Shaq's bias over Kobe Bryant. And now we just talked about Kevin Durant's bias over Steph Curry.
Oh yeah,
there's
definitely a bias. Because you know what it is though? It's because the bias is just all things being equal, Kevin Durant is a better player than Steph Curry.
Yeah.
But people don't dig deeper. Why is he a better player than Steph Curry? Some of it has to be because he's 7 feet tall.
Yep.
Thank you.
that has a huge part to do with it.
Thank you. Thank you.
I mean, everything he does, and you would say the best thing that Kevin Durant is a shooter. And he's not a better shooter than Steph. Even with all of that, the best thing that Kevin Durant does is shoot. And he's efficient. And he's not a more efficient shooter or better shooter than Steph. Kevin is still, and I'm not saying Steph is a better, if it was everything all equal, pick a player, to pick Kevin Durant. Because he can do what Steph can do, and he's 7 feet tall. But there is a bias. You are 100% right. And I never thought of it like that until you said it.
It comes down to these things, because you start saying like, okay, well, how good are they really if such and such didn't play, if such and such didn't do this? And the reason I'm saying is, get back to, you know, to what you were saying, is you're going to name Steph because he's glorified. You're going to name Russ because of the triple doubles. You're going to name Dame because everyone is in love with Dame's persona.
Yep. His personality.
You're going to name, huh?
He has a great personality.
Yes. You're going to name those three guys. You're going to name those three guys off the rip. You're going to name Chris Paul because of his longevity.
Mm-hmm. Alex Caruso.
All before you even get to
Kyrie.
In all seriousness, probably, more than likely, Kyrie is the number two guard in the league.
Yeah.
Exactly. And you know what? It's based on your preference if he's number one.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Because out of all the guards you named, he is the most complete.
Oh yeah, he's a more complete guard than Steph. For sure.
He's That's not even complete. Like, you know what I'm saying? So like, you think about what we're saying right now in this day and age. Like, the most complete players are not your first pick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
He would be number five.
But you know what it is? It's the bias and also his personality.
Yes.
Rubs people real wrong. And also, the reason that people put some of those guards ahead of him is because his only known success, Kyrie, as a team, came with either LeBron or this current iteration with the Nets. And a little bit with the Celtics, but you had a comparison where you saw how far they went with them and how far they went without.
But again, you know, when you guys talking about weird, when you guys talking about egos, like Kyrie knows that. Like Kyrie knows I'm the best, right? Like I'm the best, and I kind of like again he kind of has this like arrogance about him. Like yeah, I know I'm the best. So what? I can set out and still play.
All right, hold on. Real talk. All things being equal, does Kyrie make a? He might even if let's say he's the best player as a guard. Does Kyrie make a team better, or is he individually better?
Individually. All
right. Yeah. Are you asking me as a basketball fan, or are you asking me as a Nets fan? Because there's two different.
I'm asking you as a basketball fan. Does Kyrie Irving make the team better? Or is he just individually better? Because there is a difference.
Yep.
Okay. I believe, as a basketball fan, any team with Kyrie Irving is better. Without a doubt.
Better. But does he... Better. Compared to the other guards, to those other guards that we mentioned, Seth, Dane, Russ, Chris, do they make the team better than... Kyrie Irving makes the team, even though they might individually might not be as talented as Kyrie.
I don't think any guard makes the impact that Kyrie Irving makes when you put them on a team. And here's what I'm saying. You could take Kyrie Irving and put him on any team in the league. Instantly get better. You cannot say that about Steph. You cannot say that about Dame. You could argue Chris Paul.
But here's my question though, Handbone.
You don't say that about Russ.
But here's my question though. But how far are they going to get with Kyrie?
Okay. So that's a different story, right? So that's a different story. And this is why I asked if he asked me as a Nets fan or if he asked me as a basketball fan. Because if you ask me as a Nets fan.
Hold on, wait. Question. Sorry to cut you up. I'm just thinking.
Okay.
You put Kyrie Irving on that Suns team. How far do they get?
So you put Kyrie Irving on that Suns team?
Mm-hmm.
There is a greater chance that they beat the Bucks.
Okay.
Well, I don't think so.
Here's why. Because what Kyrie Irving does not get enough credit for is being a bona fide killer.
He's for sure is that.
But he does not get the credit for that. He doesn't get the credit for being a...
You know why he doesn't get the credit for that?
Why?
He don't get the credit for that because when it was his show in other places, and not talking about with LeBron, his teams were too bad for him to be in the position to kill. And I say that with Chris Paul took a bad Oklahoma City team and made them a playoff team. I don't know if Kyrie, let me not say I don't know. I 100% believe Kyrie can't do that. I believe the statement you're making about Kyrie is if you put Kyrie in some of the good situations that the other guards are in, can he excel or do better? Yes, I agree. But if you put Kyrie in a situation where we're banking on you to make this team to what they are when you can take over and they're already good.
Cleveland.
Can you get them to that point to be good? I don't think he can do that.
Cleveland.
Okay. Okay. So okay. But the only thing that we have to base it on is his Cleveland days, right?
I don't think so. I think it's Boston Cleveland too. And Boston. Boston was glaring to me of how much better they were. Now, if you want to use the argument that the coach, Brad Stevens, didn't know how to handle talent, and that was a hodgepodge and mess, okay, that's a fair argument. I really don't have a lot of counter arguments to that. Because I don't mm-hmm. think Brad Stevens was ready to handle that much talent. I think he does better mm-hmm. with minimal talent.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
The fact still remains, Kyrie removed from that team, they were better.
Yes.
Okay.
And that should never be the case with a guard the level of a Kyrie Irving. Let me tell you something. You remove Steph from Golden State, they're not Golden State.
They're not.
You remove Chris Paul from that OKC team, we see what they are.
Absolutely.
You remove Dame from Portland, good night, Irene.
So good night.
Good night, Irene.
Those are the things that I think people hearken on when they, like, chip away. The valid point where you can chip away at Kyrie.
And you know what? And that's extremely valid. But here's where I counter what you're saying.
Okay.
Here's where I counter. Can teams overachieve in a season?
Yes.
Yes, they can. Now, if you tell me, hey, Chris Paul, he would have stayed with OKC and they would have been a playoff team the next year too, I would give you that. But Shane Kilgeous-Alexander had a fantastic season. Mm-hmm. Right? We go to Phoenix. Chris Paul goes in. Now what? Devin Booker has the season of his career. Right? Like, we forget the season before that, the conversation with Devin Booker was always, I'm tired of losing. I don't want to lose anymore. Here comes the emergence of DeAndre Ayton, Mikal Bridges, Johnson from North Carolina. Cam Johnson from North Carolina. Oh, wait a minute. Here comes in James Crowder, off coming off a finals appearance. Like, I'm not disputing you at all, Chris, and I'm not saying anything that you said was wrong. You were 100% correct. What I'm saying is that I think sometimes we look at people and we put teams overachieving. We put that on certain players.
Okay.
And not look at, because just think about this. The Miami Heat went from being in the finals to not making the playoffs.
Third true.
Right? And, you know what I'm saying? So now, right? So now they add a Kyle Lowry and they're like, oh yeah, we're going to be a strong playoff team. The Heat going to be the fifth seed in the East. Let's call it. They're going to be the fifth seed.
You think this iteration of the Heat is going to be the fifth seed in the East?
Yes. They're going to be the fifth seed in the East.
Hey, can you give me them four ahead of them?
You're probably going to have one. Yeah, you already know Brooklyn, number one seed in the East.
Okay.
Ding, ding. You're going to end up with Milwaukee and Philly. And you're going to have Atlanta.
Not all four of those teams are better than Miami.
But
just
admit you. But they will be. Because, like, they will be.
So you think Miami is a five right now? Like, obviously they're the one seed right now, but just when everything settles out,
I think Miami's going to settle out. Miami's going to be the fifth seed.
Woo! My man, now that is a smoking hot dish.
But here's why, right? Because now people are saying Kyle Lowry was the missing link to a team that overachieved and went to the finals with Goran Dragic. Right? A team that overachieved with Goran Dragic the very next season, didn't make the playoffs. And now.
The Champs got bounced in the first round the next year. I mean, we could tie some of their lackluster seasons to the quick turnaround, how many games they had to play. Like, those are real things.
Those are absolutely real things. But we're not going to sit here and say that at the start of the bubble, anybody picked Miami Heat to be in the finals.
I 100% agree that they overachieved. I wouldn't argue that. I believe right. more that. But I just right. don't believe that they're, and I believe last year was a, you know, they underachieved. That's not the real them. But I don't think they settle at five. I think they settle somewhere around two to three.
What's the real them?
I think because the real them is something two to three.
The season before that, where were they?
No Jimmy, right?
Huh?
No Jimmy the season before. Didn't last year.
Jimmy, the finals appearance wasn't Jimmy's first year in Miami.
No, it had to be. Jimmy played, Jimmy was on the team that lost to,
he was
Kawhi
on,
Leonard.
So Jimmy went to 2019.
That was 2019 finals. 2020 finals was the bubble. So that was his first year in Miami.
Yes. Cause that was his first year. Okay. That was his first year. We understand that they overachieve, right? So we bring in Jimmy Butler. They get to the finals, right? That team was constructed the same. The same. Only person they were missing was Crowder. Right. They don't make the playoffs, right? Now, they bring in Kyle Lowry. And they're like, all right, we're even better now. We bring in Kyle Lowry, we bring in Marquise Morris. I understand all of that. I do not see that team being better than the fifth. If you want to say the fourth, okay. But if you're saying like they're going to finish around two or three, I don't see that.
I don't think they're better than Brooklyn. If Brooklyn is fully staffed up, and I mean, but, that's Ad Kyrie.
But do you think they're better? Do you think they're better than Philly?
I think they're better than Philly. If Philly has Ben Simmons, we can have a conversation, but they don't got Ben Simmons. So I'm not having that conversation.
But obviously we're talking about everything being, and we're talking about everything being writer's ring.
Everything writer's ring. Brooklyn, Milwaukee, Miami.
Okay.
I think the Hawks overachieved last year. I think the Knicks overachieved last year.
I think the Knicks overachieved too.
I do not believe that to be the real thing. I think they're better. I think they're playoff teams now. Yeah. Atlanta is not a perennial Eastern Conference contestant.
Yeah.
And see, that's where I think they are. And the reason why I say I think they are is because what you've seen from them last year was the actual them.
If they get
on you early, you in trouble. If you could weather the storm, they can still beat you late.
You can't stop them.
And that team is growing.
I think Miami, all honesty, I think Miami is a, depending on who they play, they are a matchup nightmare.
A nightmare.
Because of the type of defense they play.
I agree.
Because of the switching that they can do.
Yeah.
And because they can. I mean, listen, this is all predicated on Tyler Herro and Duncan Robinson.
That's what I'm saying.
Step forward in their career. But Jimmy, Bam, and Kyle, I know.
I'm not disputing that. They can stop you. But if you can score, they can't.
Yeah. Fellas, I do. We got two more minutes because I do have to go. I do want to park it because I do want to save this conversation for possibly this weekend again. Because I think that you guys are making valid points. Definitely are making valid points. And also, I would like to talk about Chris. I know we were supposed to talk about the UFC fight, but I know Hambone, he's in the UFC boxing. So maybe Saturday we could do come back on and revisit that. We were just talking about boxing UFC because I think we got a dedicated show to that, man.
Well, yeah. I mean, listen, I wasn't going to do a breakdown. I was just going to, you know.
But I want the breakdown, though. I want the breakdown.
Oh, that's a lot of breaking down. But I just wanted to. Listen, we can. I'll just say that we don't get many of these a year of great fight weekend.
Right.
I think where this is a potential to be a great fight weekend. Kamaru Usman and Colby Covington is probably going to be the best UFC fight to see this year. And even though I believe that Canelo is going to win, I'm going to root like crazy for Chandler Plant.
Oh,
and no matter how you feel about Canelo, and if anybody's watched the show, they know I don't like Canelo. Canelo puts on the show, though. He always puts on the show.
But Saturday, I definitely want to get you guys on a horn because I would love to talk about that and just dedicate a show to just fighting. You know, because I think a lot of our listeners want to hear that. And I think that we usually got to save it to the end of the show. But I really want to have a show like, you know, 30 minutes to an hour dedicated to that. And you know, because I love to hear it too. I ain't gonna lie. When you guys talk, I'm just like,
I'm gonna be honest. Be honest with you. Fighting is a neat sport.
It's okay.
Just
it's okay.
And it pays me because it's my favorite sport, but it's still a neat
But that's sport, okay. So, but you got people that appreciate that and they like to hear it though. But I think that you guys do a great job of breaking it down. That's why a lot of people like to hear. Yeah, it's a niche sport, but some people are in that niche. Like, I want to hear what they got to say. Same like, you know, football and basketball. People are like, yeah, that's cool, but I'd rather hear Stephen A. say it because whatever. We think he know what he's talking about, but he don't. Anyway.
Real quick. Don't take nothing from me. Just know, my favorite fighter fight on Saturday in the UFC. Her name, that's right, my favorite fighter in UFC is a woman, is Thug Rose. Oh,
but before we go,
what's up?
I just want to point out that I told Chris, I texted him, and I said, we're never going to get Fury Joshua or Joshua Wilder.
Yep.
I said, it's never going to happen.
He did text me. He did.
He said, I don't know. I said, everything is going to happen. So it doesn't. And this is the second time. And I don't care. Y'all keep telling me I'm bugging. This is the second time that Joshua has been on the take. Joshua does not care about this boxing game. He is about getting his money. And he will make more money off of him being the favorite and losing than he will on any purse in the boxing level. Because all the greats have lost.
Big allegations that you're making saying that he's on the take for losing. That he is losing on purpose, basically, to gain money. That is a massive allegation.
Chris, you are the boxing, you know, aficionado. You got an eye for it. You telling me his first fight versus Andy Ruiz, he should have won?
I don't think he was on the stage. I made my breakdown of Joshua a few times. I think he can be a big tinny at times. Then you'd be a big kidding. And going up against Usyk, I said this, we got this on tape, I think, Quest. I said, yo, Usyk is a better boxer. And if he decides to box with Usyk, he's setting himself up for failure. And in both of those matches, Andy Ruiz and Usyk, he was a big kidding with Ruiz, got caught, and he decided to box with the better boxer and Usyk and lost. So I don't think he was on the tank. But, you know, Joshua is a weird cat. But I would never make that type of
How do you pronounce the guy who just beat him name again?
You said. All right.
Their next fight, right? Joshua will knock him out by the fourth round.
He would have to change his style up.
He's gonna knock him out by the fourth round. What round did he end Andy Ruiz? A slimmer, more in shape Andy Ruiz.
No, Ruiz wasn't more in shape. Ruiz was actually out of shape. He had gained more weight. And Anthony Joshua fought totally different in the second Ruiz fight. instead of being an aggressor, he stayed on the outside and boxing and didn't exchange. So he never got a chance to be caught being skinny. And yeah, he used his size and his reach to stay out of harm's way and outboxed him for 12 rounds. That's what I'm saying. Again, he hasn't been a knockout, like a seek and destroy type of fighter. That's not what he is. Not that he can't knock you out. He's a big-ass heavyweight, so he catches you guys, he can knock you out. But he's not a Tyson Wilder, like, I'm coming in here looking to hit you with a missile. That's not him.
He won by unanimous decision. He beat again, his tail.
Listen, yeah, he beat listen, we're going to park this. We're going to park this. We're going to park this because we're going to talk about it.
We went over the 2 minutes. We're
going to talk about it. We're going to talk. Listen, I love y'all. I love y'all so much. But we're going to park this
because
we got to go.
Yeah, I get it.
Listen.
But Joshua's on the take.
Listen, we got to talk about this show. Listen, fellas, I love y'all. You know, great show. Handbone, we're going to have you back on Saturday because, you know, yes, just sir. I just love. Handbone, to me, he reminds me of D.L. Hughley. I'm tell you why. Remember how D.L. Hughley used to be wild and just crazy? That was Handbone. Now we see D.L. Hughley, like Handbone, he dressed nice, talks calm, and he don't give a damn what you... He is D.L. Hughley to me. I don't care what you say. That is... I never seen D.L. Hughley and Handbone in the same room because they're the same person. But with that being said, thanks again for tuning in to another edition of Don't Shoot the Messenger podcast. I'm your boy, Professional Sutton.
And I'm your boy, Chris
G. And also, we got our boy...
Larry Love in the house, baby.
All right. Take care. Peace.